You're tuned into the voice of the Maryville Spoofhounds, KXCB, KRNW.
The boys match up between Platte Valley and Maryville on the way. Both teams coming in undefeated on the season. The Spoofhounds 4-0 to start the year, including a championship win over Kearney in the Savannah Invitational title game. On the other side, Platte Valley 5-0. They picked up a tournament title in the Albany Invitational. Both of these teams have also beaten South Harrison to start the season. They've got that in common as well. But should be a fun matchup between two very good teams coming in. Maryville averaging 77 points per game, allowing just 41 points per contest. Meanwhile, very similar numbers on the other side for Platte Valley, putting up 67 points per game, allowing just 41 points per contest. Should be a fun one between these two teams with some high-level guard play as well. Maryville being led by Derek Quinlan. He's putting up 19 points per game. Peyton McCollum at 18.8 points per game as well. On the other side for Platte Valley, they're paced by Alex Mattson, a senior forward who puts up 14.8 points per game, shooting 45% from the field and pulling in about 5 rebounds per contest as well. Justin Miller is also averaging 11 points per game, and he's shooting 50% from the field. So some good matchups both sides. Maryville getting set to take on Platte Valley. The Spoofhounds are 4-0. For the first time since the 2009-2010 season. That year they won 10 straight, started the season off 21-5. They're trying to pick up win number 5 tonight against a very good Class 1 team in Platte Valley. These two teams set to match up on the way. Maryville and Platte Valley will take a break and be back with more. You're listening to Maryville High School Basketball.
Support for today's Spoofhound broadcast comes from Northwest Cell, serving the region for over 30 years. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com. And from Mosaic Medical Center, Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville. Support also comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Paget, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds. And the Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the Forum has served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at MaryvilleForum.com. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for KXCB KRNW comes from Pitsenberger Body Shop in Maryville, serving Northwest Missouri for more than 30 years. Pitsenberger offers major to minor auto collision repair, including auto glass replacement, paintless dent removal, and motorcycle repair. More information at facebook.com/Pitts Body Shop. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on location or at nvb.com. Member FDIC. Also from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or at 102 North Buchanan. And Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddles provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information is at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com.
You're tuned in to Maryville Spoofhound Pregame on KXCV KRNW, underwritten by Northwest Cell.
Spoofhounds getting set to take on Platte Valley this evening as Maryville coming out in their alternate yellow uniforms. Some new ones here this evening. Yellow jerseys, yellow shorts. The Ville written in script across the chest in green, outlined in white, trimmed in green as well, like some confetti type. Also kind of down the sides. It's some nice new uniforms here for the Spoofhounds. We take a look at the starters for Maryville in this one. We'll see Derek Quinlan, a 6-foot senior guard, averaging 19 points per game. Delton Davis, a 6-foot-1 junior guard, putting up 11.3 points per contest. Peyton McCollum is a 6-1 junior guard, averaging 18.8 points per game. He had 17 last night against South Harrison. Titus McKim's a 6-2 junior forward, averaging 6 points per game. And Colson Freeman rounds out that starting five, a 6-1 junior forward. Maryville's led by head coach Matt Steckline. Once again, this team is 4-0 for the first time since the 2009-2010 season. That year they started out 10-0. On the other side for Platte Valley. As we bring in their starting lineups from across the way, it includes Lane Acklin, a senior forward averaging 8 points per game. Tucker Clam is a junior guard putting up 10 points per contest, shooting 45% from the field. Alex Mattson is a senior forward averaging 15 points and 5 rebounds, 5 assists per ballgame so far. Lucas Terry is a senior forward putting up 3 points, 3 rebounds per game. And Justin Miller, a junior forward averaging 11.7 rebounds per game. Platte Valley led by head coach Tim Germain. Opening tip is up and underway. It is won by Mattson. He gets it ahead to his teammate Lane Acklin. Here from Conception Junction, Missouri Jefferson High School. These two teams meeting up once again. Jumper on the way from the top of the key. No good. That one from Brandon McQueen. The ball comes down to Maryville. And Titus McKim with it. The outlet goes off to Derek Quinlan. Quinlan brings the ball up the floor for Maryville. Gets it right side for Peyton McCollum. McCollum up a screen to the free throw line. Right side to Freeman. Freeman back up to McCollum. McCollum's going to drive right. Gets to the paint. Floats a pass out to Freeman. Up top, Quinlan. Quinlan. Guarded out there by Brandon McQueen, starts to drive, backs off near midcourt. A screen to his right from McKim, down toward the baseline, cut off there. Stops, spins, looking for some help. And fires a pass to Cunning McCollum down the lane, and Peyton McCollum lays it in, the first bucket of the day for Maryville. Hounds up 2-0, a minute into this basketball game. Bounce pass onto the baseline, goes to Mattson. Mattson back up to Clam. Clam dribbling around the arc. They work it right side now to Miller. Justin Miller jumper on the way too strong, and the rebound comes down to Quinlan. Empty possession so far for Platte Valley. Three-pointer the other way. Peyton McCollum knocks it down. He has all 5 early on for the Hounds. 5-0 Maryville. Platte Valley with it here in this first quarter, right to left. Pass underneath. They get it to McQueen. McQueen on the baseline, guarded by McCollum and Quinlan. The ball knocked free, picked up by McCollum. A turnover on Platte Valley. Going baseline is Davis. Trying to shovel a pass off to McKim. Knocked out of bounds by Platte Valley. Well, if you've seen Maryville play so far this season, you know they play fast. And they are coming out running the floor right now. High-pressure defense, but they get up and down the floor quickly as well. McCollum gets to the free throw line. Little step back jumper on the way. No good. Ball batted out by McKim. Davis pulls in the offensive rebound. Delton up top to McCollum. He'll take out the 3-pointer. That one's short, and the rebound comes down to Platte Valley. Pulling that one in, Alex Mattson. The All-State forward gets into the paint. Goes up with the shot. Knocked out of bounds by McKim, but he is bumped and fouled on free throws on the way for Platte Valley. So we'll see Mattson, an NBCA Class 1 All-State player, to the free throw line, where he's a 63% shooter on the year. Quinlan picks up his first foul, excuse me. As Mattson's free throw is good. Big crowd on hand at Jefferson High School. A packed gymnasium. Maryville, the road team, but bringing in a student section, all dressed in yellow. Standing just to our left across the way from the Maryville bench. Second free throw rattles out, and the rebound comes down to McKim. McCollum brings the ball to the floor left side. Bounce pass across to the right goes to Quinlan. Now we'll hand it off to Davis, high right side. Davis to McCollum. McCollum picks it up, shovels it a pass off to Quinlan. Quinlan trying to scoop past Lane Acklin. Can't do it. Backs off just a bit. A 5-1 Maryville lead. Left side, Colson Freeman. Left open. He'll take a 3 from the wing. No good. The rebound comes down to Platte Valley in the outlet to Tucker Clam. Clam gives it off now to Mattson. Mattson on the attack. Out to Miller. Miller goes baseline. Stops. Spins. Out to McQueen. And McQueen works it back around to Mattson. Back to McQueen. Left corner. Guarded by McCollum. One dribble toward the wing, starts to attack. Quinlan comes over to help out, has to pick up his dribble. Gets rid of it to Clam. Clam, right block, goes up, shot no good. The rebound comes down to McKim. 5-1 Maryville lead, 3 minutes in. McCollum into the corner to Davis. Davis a couple dribbles, baseline back to McCollum. McCollum on the attack, Euro step out to Quinlan. Jumper on the left side, three-pointer is good from Derek Quinlan. Maryville 3-5 to start this game, shooting an 8-1 Maryville lead. Now a ball knocked out of bounds by Quinlan. It'll stay with Platte Valley as we'll see Lucas Biertaler check in for the first time tonight. Now they're going to make Biertaler come off the floor, I think because he's wearing a white undershirt under his yellow jersey. I'm not going to make Beer probably go back to the locker room to change out his shirt. So he takes off. He'll stay off the floor for now. We'll see him check in briefly. 4:47 to play in the first quarter. 8-1 is the Maryville lead. Right corner. Clam gives a head fake on a three. Now they work the ball back up to Mattson. Mattson to the line, spins into the paint, goes up over the top of McCollum. Jump shot, hits the back of the rim, no good. Another rebound for McKim. Quinlan to the left wing. Turnaround jumper on the way is good. Faked like he was going to hand that one off to a teammate. They left him all by himself. He turned around, knocked down the three. It's 11-1 Maryville. As Platte Valley 0-4 to start this one off from the field. 4:26 left to play here in the first quarter. A timeout on the floor. We'll take a break. Could be back with more Maryville High School basketball on the Bearcat Public Media app.
This Spoofhound broadcast is underwritten by FCS Financial of Maryville. FCS is a customer-owned ag lender that's served Missouri for over a century with loans for farm equipment, livestock, beginning farmers, hunting land, rural homes, and more. For more information, 660-582-6464 or myfcsfinancial.com.
Support for today's game comes from Laclede Chain Manufacturing, a proud supporter of Maryville High School Athletics. Employment opportunities at Laclede are available now. For more information or to view available positions, lacledechain.com.
Platte Valley bringing the ball to the floor. That's Tucker Clam being guarded tightly by Colson Freeman. Fires right wing. And gives the ball off to Mattson. Mattson on the drive. Now they get it back into the left corner for Clam. Clam will hand it off to Mattson. Now back to Clam. Thought about a three-pointer, but Freeman right there recovering quickly defensively. Now they give it off to Miller. Back left side, Mattson. Give a head fake on a deep three, and he walked with it. Tried to take off on the dribble after the head fake. And a turnover on Platte Valley. That's number two as Lucas Viertaler into the game. Initially checking in with a white undershirt. They make him take that off. Now Freeman checks out. He's got a white sleeveless shirt underneath. They're going to run off the floor, and Freeman's going to take his shirt off now, too. So he heads to the locker room. Viertaler on the floor now for Maryville. Got his first game action of the season after an ankle injury. Got that last night. Had 5 points against South Harrison. McCollum the drive. The ball knocked loose on the floor. Able to get a pass out to Viertaler. Left side, Quinlan. Now to McCollum in the corner. Drives, dribbles through a couple defenders. Right side, Viertaler wants a three. Welcome back to the lineup, Lucas Viertaler. Cans the triple. It's 14-11 Maryville. Check that, 14-1 Maryville. 3.5 minutes to play in the first quarter. Mattson underneath has a wide open teammate. Layup no good. That one from Landon Wiederholt just checked in. Last dead ball. And Platte Valley's lows offensively continue. McCollum into the paint. Kick out three on the way. Viertaler wants another air ball right into the hands of Titus McKim. Another quick timeout on the way for Platte Valley. 16-1 Maryville rolling. Not even 5 minutes into this one, we will step aside and be back in 1 minute here on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for the Spoofhounds on radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance Agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan. Support for Spoofhound football comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed, serving farmers across the region for over a decade. Millen Dinsdale represents Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot Bio Proven 40, and Precision Planting. To learn more, MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Today's game is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at UnitedFiber.com.
3:10 to play in the first quarter, a 16-1 Maryville lead. Platte Valley 0-5 from the field to start this game. Mattson in the paint. Guarded tightly by Davis. Nothing there. Now he dribbles his way out. Looking for some help. We'll give this one off to Wiederholt. Wiederholt can't handle it. Off his hands, out of bounds. Turnover number three on Platte Valley. Maryville gets it back in front. 2:55 remaining in the first quarter. As Tate McKim checks in for his first action, we see Titus McKim check out. McCollum into Quinlan. Now back to McCollum. Picked up defensively by Justin Miller as he crosses midcourt. McCollum dribbles to his left, stop, throws it back right side to Quinlan. Quinlan to Davis, right back to DQ, into the corner. Viertaler out to McCollum. McCollum wants the three-pointer, too strong from Tate. And the rebound comes down to Xavier Middleton. Middleton ahead to Wiederholt. Into the corner, Miller. Miller weaving through traffic up top now to McQueen. Now left side, Mattson. Mattson off the screen, gives a head fake. Not much room with Quinlan on him. Now right side to Middleton. Middleton to Akadi McQueen. Dribbles back to his left. Shovels a pass off to Wiederholt. Wiederholt stops at the left elbow. Out to Middleton right side. Into the short corner goes to Mattson. Turnaround fadeaway jumper. Mattson no good. Quinlan pulls down the rebound. Knocked to the floor by McQueen. And a personal foul on the way for McQueen of Platte Valley. Platte Valley able to work the ball around that offensive possession. Stay patient trying to get an open look, but just not much doing for them on that end. Nice job by the Hounds defensively so far in this one. Up 16-1, still in the first quarter. As Quinlan comes across midcourt, dribbles to his right off the screen, left open briefly, puts up a three-pointer. That one rattles home. Did not have much of a window. It closed quickly as Miller closed out, but Derek knocks down his third three of this first quarter. 19-1. Clamp shovels a pass off into the corner. Ackland three, short. The ball comes out right. Us on the radio here. 19-1 is the lead. The ball will stay with Platte Valley. 1:38 remaining here in the first quarter. Set to inbound, Mattson. Delton Davis will guard the inbound. Mattson gets it into the corner for Clam. Guarded by Viertaler. Clam takes one dribble up, gets it up top now for Middleton, guarded by McCollum. Now back right side it goes to Miller. Miller finds a cutter. It's McQueen. Takes one dribble. Peyton McCollum all over him. McCollum gets a block shot. The ball goes out to Middleton, though. Now off to Clam. Clam up top to Mattson. Mattson, right wing, dribbles, free throw line, gets into the paint, stops, gives a head fake, trying to clear out a little bit of space. Pass looking for McQueen. Knocked free by Davis. Picked up by McCollum. Another turnover on Platte Valley. McCollum on the attack. Left hand layup in transition is good. Peyton McCollum with 7 early points. The Hounds 8 of 10 from the field in the opening quarter. Less than a minute to play in this first quarter. 21-1 is our score. Between the circles with it is Alex Mattson. Right side McQueen inside to Miller. Miller back out to McQueen. Three-pointer on the way. Short. The ball tipped by McCollum. The rebound comes down to Miller. Takes one dribble. Left right-hand layup. Rattles around and goes through. First field goal of the night for Platte Valley comes from Justin Miller. 21-3 is our score. 32 seconds to play in the first quarter. Peyton McCollum comes across midcourt. Goes right side for Quinlan. Quinlan dribbling around the arc. Left side, he gets a little bit of an open look for three. Splashes home another. 12 first quarter points. Derek Quinlan all from three-point range. 24-3 Hounds. Right corner, McQueen, guarded by Quinlan. High right side, now it goes for Mattson. 5 seconds left to play in the quarter. Mattson trying to clear out some space on Davis. Down to 2 seconds, gives a head fake. Nothing there. Left side, three on the way. Rattles out. Clam can't get one to go before the buzzer. Platte Valley 1 of 10 to start this one from the field. Meanwhile, Maryville red hot in front 24-3 at the end of the first. Hounds all over Platte Valley. We'll take a break. Back with your second quarter on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for Spoofound Football comes from Midwest Data Center, specializing in IT and cybersecurity services, including advanced threat monitoring, intrusion prevention, and zero trust solutions. Midwest Data Center, located just off the square in Maryville, and online at mwdata.net. Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more from Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoofound Athletics. For more information, compassdentalgroup.com. Support for KXCV KRNW comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Patchett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds.
Support for today's game comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in business for more than 60 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Maryville will have the basketball to start the second quarter, up 24-3. It's a Spoofound team. It's averaging 77 points per game. They put up 100 in their opener against South Harrison. 100-36 was that win. They put up 80 on South Harrison last night in an 80-27 victory. Not only are they scoring, but they're doing so much defensively at the same time, allowing just 41 points per game. The Hounds are 4-0 to start this season. As we've got a wet spot on the floor, they're trying to get things dried up before we get play back underway here in this second quarter. 24-3 is the Hound lead. Today's game is brought to you by Northwest Cell, serving the region for over 30 years. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com, or just stop in their office right there on South Main Street in Maryville. Still getting things all dried up down the sideline. And it looks like we are about ready for action. Davis, Quinlan, McCollum, Beertaller, and Freeman on the floor for Maryville. Now the McCollum on the floor is Tate McCollum, the freshman guard for the Hounds. Spoof Hounds with it left to right in this second quarter. Quinlan has it out near midcourt. Knocked down 4 3-pointers in that first quarter. Quinlan throws it left corner, three on the way. This one's Tate McCollum, and Tate gets in on the action with his first bucket of the night. 27-3. Right side, Miller goes inside now. Gets it to Lane Acklin. Acklin working on McCollum. Goes up, shot no good. He's fouled. Free throws on the way now for Lane Acklin. And a heads-up play there too by Platte Valley. Knowing they have that size mismatch, so Acklin the forward meets matching up with McCollum. Posted him up inside. And that is the first coming up on Tate McCollum. So free throws on the way. Lane Acklin, the first one for the senior off the back of the rim, no good. Platte Valley now 1 of 3 at the free throw line on the evening. Peyton McCollum back in. Derek Quinlan checks out. Second free throw now for Acklin. That one back of the rim as well. The ball tipped by McQueen. The ball pulled in by McCollum. Still a 27-3 Maryville lead. Del Davis comes across midcourt. Picked up defensively by Acklin. Crosses him over, goes left, throws it into the corner, gets it to Beertaller. Beertaller double team. Now up top it goes McCollum. McCollum through traffic underneath Davis on the baseline. Can't finish underneath. The ball tipped out. Picked up by Freeman. Freeman goes up. Now one knocked away, and the rebound comes down to Miller. A couple misses that trip for Maryville. Still up 27-3. Miller has it right wing. One dribble. Looking for some help. Guarded tightly by Freeman. Now into the corner for Terry. Terry up top to Mattson. Mattson wants a three-pointer in and out. Rebound comes down to McCollum. Payton pushing the other way. Has numbers. Goes up himself. Right-hand layup won't go down, but he was fouled. And Payton McCollum will step to the free-throw line. First free throws of the night on the way for Maryville. Maryville 9 of 13 from the field so far in this first half. Now 1 of 1 at the free throw line as Peyton McCollum hits that one. Delton Davis checks out. Quinlan back in. Quinlan has 12. 8 already for Peyton McCollum. One more free throw on the way for the junior. Back of the rim and it falls through. Shooters roll that time for Peyton McCollum, a 29-3 Maryville lead. On the drive, Acklin gets past one round of defense. Freeman steps up to contest the layup. It's no good. McCollum pulls it down, rushing the other way, takes it in through contact, knocked to the ground. No foul called, and the rebound comes down for Mattson up Platte Valley. McCollum got body checked that time, going up for the layup, no whistle. Platte Valley with it, trailing 29-3, 6:15 to play in the first half. They work it back right side, McQueen, into the hands of Mattson. Mattson trying to get the ball inside to Acklin, who's posting up on McCollum. Now skip pass to Miller, three-pointer no good. Rebound pulled in by Quinlan. Quinlan up the right sideline, slows up at the right wing, guarded by Miller. Baseball pass across to Freeman. Freeman one dribble up top, McCollum. Back right side, Quinlan. Quinlan into the paint, trying to get to McCollum. Tipped in, taken away by Platte Valley. It is McQueen. McQueen ahead to Terry, but that one knocked away, and Quinlan takes it right back. Baseball pass ahead to McCollum. Right wing three. Got it. McCollum into double figures. He has a three-pointer, 32-3, and a timeout now for Platte Valley. 5:35 remaining in the first half. Maryville rolling. 32-3 is our score. We'll take a break. Back with more on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Today's game's underwritten by the Northwest Missouri Regional Council of Governments, coordinating the Affordable Connectivity Program to help those struggling to afford internet service at home. Joy can help at 660-582-5121, extension 1. Marketing assistance from the FCC.
Support for the Spoofhounds on Radio comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information is on location or at nvb.com. Member FDIC.
32-3, 5:35 remaining in the first half. Mind you, this is a Platte Valley team that averages 67 points per game. They are no slouch, but Maryville's just getting up and down, knocking down shots, and they play high-pressure defense despite essentially playing five guards 98% of the time. 5:30 to play in the first half. Hounds up by 29. Terry has it up top, gives it off now. McQueen, back right side it goes. Ackland wants a three-pointer. Hierarchy shot. Check that. Clam knocks that one down. The junior guard gets his first bucket. 32-6. McCollum with it to the free throw line. Kick out Quinlan. Open three. Left wing. Quinlan back to the rim. No good. The rebound comes down to McQueen. Matson across midcourt. Picks up his dribble between the circles. Gets it to Clam. Clam guarded by Tate McCollum. Now right side Matson. Matson to Terry. Terry to McQueen. Finds a cutting Matson underneath. One dribble. Double team comes over into the corner. Terry three on the way. No good. Rebound comes down to McQueen. McQueen goes back up with the right hand and finishes. First point of the night for Brandon McQueen. And a quick turnover on Maryville. 32-8 is our score. Platte Valley scored the last 5 points, trying to work their way back in this one. Spoofhounds have two turnovers in this opening half. As Clam brings it across midcourt, picks up his dribble, gets it to Terry near midcourt. Push from behind as McKim trying to go through and knock that ball free from Terry. And that'll be team foul number two this quarter. Personal foul number one on McKim. Inbounding on the far sideline is Miller for Platte Valley. Gets it in just across midcourt for Clam. Clam ahead to Matson. Matson step back, thought about the jumper, throws it right into the hands of Quinlan. Quinlan was on McQueen and he was cutting. Quinlan takes it all the way himself. Layup won't go. The rebound comes down to Clam. Pushing it ahead. They get it to McQueen on the baseline. Pass underneath, tipped by McCollum. Saved in bounds by McCollum to McKim. Ahead to Davis. Davis running the floor. He gets into the paint. Lost it from behind. It's picked up by Terry. A turnover on the Hounds. Clam with it. Lost it in the backcourt. Goes back to retrieve it. Bounce pass ahead to the right side. Goes to McQueen. Platte Valley trying to get themselves under control and slow things up. McQueen backing in. Gets down to the block. Kicks into the corner. Clam wants a three. He's got it. Clam cans his second three of this first half. 32-11, now an 8-0 run for Platte Valley. High left side, Quinlan with it, one dribble. Maryville typically going 100 miles per hour, a little slower this trip. High post, McCollum to Davis, cutting. Davis lost it. Terry picks up the steal. Clam will bring it up the floor for Platte Valley. They get it into the right corner for Matson. Matson dribbles left hand. Gets into the paint, stops, gives a head fake, trying to lean through the defenders. Goes up the layup, no good. The rebound to McCollum. Quickly head to Quinlan running the floor. Derrick in transition, left-hand layup short. McCam can't grab the offensive rebound, and it comes down to McQueen. Clam ahead, taking it up the floor. The ball knocked free, though, by Quinlan. Quinlan comes up with the steal. Then he's getting a little bit sloppy for the Spoofhounds. Coach Steckline wants a timeout. 32-11. It's an 8-0 run for Platte Valley. We will step aside and be back with more Maryville High School basketball.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Hy-Vee, a proud supporter of the Maryville R2 School District. Hy-Vee offers catering for game day or any special occasion, grocery delivery service, pharmacy with drive-thru, a full-service floral shop, and more. For more information, Hy-Vee.com or 1217 South Main in Maryville.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Northwest Technical School,
offering a variety of adult education courses this fall, ranging from dance like salsa and the Western two-step to arts and crafts such as rug braiding, painting, and t-shirt quilting. The full fall catalog of courses can be found online at kxcv.org or nts.maryville.k12.mo.us.
Maryville basketball as we come out of the timeout. It's a little bit sloppy as we've gone as the second quarter's carried on. It was 32-3 Hounds, a timeout for Platte Valley. They tried to regain some composure, then saw the Hounds getting a little out of sorts, a little careless with the basketball at times. They've turned it over four times now in this first half. It's an 8-0 run for Platte Valley, 32-11. High right side, it goes Quinlan, though. Hounds with it. Left side now Freeman. Back out near midcourt to McCollum. McCollum gets past Clam into the corner now. Quinlan goes baseline. Back up top to Freeman. Into the corner for Davis. And Davis will dribble back out high left side. To McCollum back right side of the floor. To Freeman. Now Maryville taking their time, seeing a zone defense out of Platte Valley. McCollum thought about an NBA range three. Now he dribbles past a couple defenders, ropes a pass around, gets it to McKim on the baseline. Titus McKim finishes his first bucket of the night. Great find by McCollum that time. 34-11, Hounds in front. One dribble claim, gets it to Mattson. Mattson frees the line, backs out beyond the arc now. Now starts to attack on Freeman. To the left block, layup left short. The rebound comes down to Quinlan. Derek Quinlan rushes up the floor, crosses over. Ahead to Freeman. Freeman left open. Three-pointer left side off the rim. No good. The rebound comes down to Acklin. Acklin on the move to the free throw line. Kick out. Clam. Three-pointer rattles home. Tucker Clam has 9 points in this second quarter. He has been the offense in this first half so far for Platte Valley. 34-14 is the Maryville lead. McCollum starts to drive out to Quinlan. Quinlan trying to create some space on Clam. Now toward the left corner goes for McCollum to the wing. Dribbles through traffic into the lane. Bounce pass baseline. McKim up top. Freeman left side. Quinlan step back three on the way. Quinlan knocks it down. 37-14. Derek Quinlan has 15 points. Left corner Miller with it. Skating the defense. Finds a cutting Mattson on the baseline. Up top now Acklin. Acklin to Miller. Now in the left corner it's Mattson. Mattson off a screen from Miller, gets into the paint, goes through traffic, left that shot short, Davis all over him, and the rebound comes down to McCollum. Peyton McCollum pushing, gets into the paint, hangs in the air, floater is good. McCollum knocks down another 30 seconds left to go in this first half. It's a 39-14 Maryville lead. High left side, Miller with it. Now to Clam, deep three-pointer on the way. That one barely grazes the rim, and the rebound pulled in by McKim. Derek Quinlan with it. 9 seconds left to play in this first half. Comes across midcourt, picked up by Acklin. Dribbles right, throws a pass on the baseline to McKim. To Freeman, back across, trying to get to McCollum. Taken away by Acklin out of the air. A turnover on the Hounds to end the first half, but they're in front 39-14 as we head to halftime. A fast-paced first half. Maryville up by as many as 29 points. Platte Valley trying to claw their way back, but a long way still to go. 39-14 is the lead for the Spoof Hounds. We'll take a break. Back with more as you're listening to Maryville High School Basketball on the Bearcat Public Media app and online at kxcv.org.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center. With locations in Maryville and Cameron, MTE provides laptops, computers, networking, printing, furniture, and office supplies. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. MTE Office Center, powering business. Also from the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full and part-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or airforce.com. And Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddles provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information available at 562 562- 7562 or twaddlerealty.com. Today's broadcast is also brought to you by Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or facebook.com/Pitts Body Shop.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud sponsor of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information on location or at nvb.com, member FDIC. Also from the Maryville Forum, serving the region for more than 150 years, the Forum provides local news, sports, and information online daily at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424. And Northwest Cell, serving the region for over 30 years. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, visit nwmcell.com.
You're tuned into the voice of the Maryville Spoofhounds, KXCV, KRNW.
At halftime, Maryville in front 39-14. They are currently leading Platte Valley. Spoofhounds 4-0 to start the season. Platte Valley comes in at 5-0. They've each already won a tournament. Maryville went down to Savannah, won that invitational, knocked off Kearney in the championship game. Platte Valley took down Princeton in the Albany Invitational Championship. Both very good basketball teams, but to this point, Maryville just on a different level. Up 39-14. It's a Maryville team that averages 77 points per game. Platte Valley averages 67 points per game. They both have good offenses, but the stifling defense just a little bit too much right now for Platte Valley as the Hounds out to a big lead in this one. So far, the Spoofhounds are being led by Derek Quinlan. He has 15 points. He's knocked down 5 3-pointers. Peyton McCollum has 14 points so far for the Hounds. 4 points for Titus McKim. Tate McCollum and Lucas Biertaller each have 3 points as well. Platte Valley is being led by Tucker Clam. He knocked down 3 3-pointers in that second quarter. He's got 9 2-points from Justin Miller. 1 point for the All-State performer Alex Mattson. So far, it's been a tough day early on for Jefferson offensively in this one. Check that Platte Valley playing at Jefferson High School in Conception Juncture, but it's Jefferson and South Nottoway coming together to form this Platte Valley co-op, and Maryville in front right now, 39-14. Today's Spoofhound broadcast is brought to you by LaCleat Chain Manufacturing on East 1st Street in Maryville. LaCleat's a family-owned company producing various chains for hardware, industrial, snow chains, and more. Additional information is available at LaCleatChain.com. Well, unofficially so far in the first half for Maryville in this one, they shot 12 of 20 from the field, 1 of 1 from the free throw line, turned the ball over 5 times. On the other side for Platte Valley, 4 of 20 from the field and 1 of 4 at the free throw line, and they turned the ball over 7 times in that opening half. Unofficial stats to this point in the game, but has definitely been dominated by Maryville. The Spoofhounds came out on fire, obviously getting to the rim with Peyton McCollum and Titus McKim, and just the ability from some of these guys. But Lucas Viertaler and Tate McCollum step in. They knock down threes off the bench. And then Derek Quinlan, red hot to start this basketball game, knocking down 5 threes in that opening half. 39-14 is our score. Platte Valley making a bit of a charge as that second quarter went along, making it a little bit more respectable. It's 32-3 at one point, now 39-14. We're at the break. Maryville and Platte Valley. We will take a break and be back with more. You're listening to Maryville High School Basketball on the Bearcat Public Media app and online at kxcv.org.
Support for Spoofhound Football comes from Mill and Dinsdale Seed, serving farmers across the region for over a decade. Mill and Dinsdale represents Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot BioProven 40, and Precision Planting. To learn more, millanddinsdaleseed.com. And from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. For more information, 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. Support is also provided by Laclede Chain Manufacturing, a proud supporter of Maryville High School Athletics. Employment opportunities at Laclede are available now. For more information or to view available positions, lacledechain.com. And Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers Oil has served the community for 95 years and continues to be a local source for refined fuels, propane, feed, tire services, grain merchandising, and agronomy services. More online at ConsumersOilMaryville.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or airforce.com. And from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving the area since 1933, the credit union offers in-house decisions on auto and recreational loans within one business day and electronic signatures on loan documents. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, today, tomorrow, together. Also from Northwest AV, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation of surveillance and security systems for homes and businesses, as well as paging and public address systems. More information at nw-av.com. Today's game is also brought to you by Planet Sub on 4th Street next to Student Body. Planet Sub opens at 11 o'clock every morning and offers a variety of oven-baked subs, cookies, and soups, and is also available for catering. More information at facebook.com/PlanetSubMaryville.
You're tuned into the voice of the Maryville Spoofhounds, KXCV KRNW.
Just about set for the third quarter here. Maryville in front, 39-14. Leading Platte Valley at halftime. The early game of the night went to the Platte Valley girls, 42-24 over Maryville. That one was a dogfight from the get-go. 15-10 was the score at halftime. Maryville down just five. The Platte Valley able to knock down some shots, making an eight-point game at the end of the third quarter. And then slowly pulled away in that one in the second half in that fourth quarter, opening up that bigger lead. So 42-24 was the final from that one. Maryville now 1-4 on the girls' side of things. These teams will be back in action relatively quick, though, for the girls' side. After this one, they'll be hosting Liberty coming up on December 13th, so a matchup coming up just next week. For the Spoofound boys, December 14th, back home taking on Bishop LeBlanc. So both Spoofound teams got their first home games last night against South Harrison. Both picked up wins in overtime for the girls, and the Spoofound boys picked up an 80-27 victory over the Bulldogs in that matchup. So well on their way to a 5-0 start. Just two quarters left to go. 39-14 is our score heading to the third quarter. We'll take a break and be back with more here on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving residents and employees in Nottoway, Andrew, Atchison, Holt, and Worth counties, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, today, tomorrow, together.
Support for Spoofound Football comes from Midwest Data Center, specializing in IT and cybersecurity services, including advanced threat monitoring, intrusion prevention, and zero trust solutions. Midwest Data Center, located just off the square in Maryville, and online at mwdata.net.
We are set for the third quarter here from Jefferson High School in Conception Junction, Missouri. Platte Valley hosting Maryville in this edition of the ball game this year. Last season, Maryville picked up a 76-55 win in Maryville. Platte Valley's now lost three straight to the Hounds. Their last win was back in 2019 over Maryville. 39-14 in this one so far. Platte Valley in a hole trying to dig their way out. Tucker Clam, right wing, bounce pass inside to Mattson. Spins, baseline. They get it up top, three on the way from McQueen. No good. The rebound is controlled by Platte Valley. They get an O-board to keep things alive as Mattson works it around. Jumper on the way from Ackland, no good. The defensive rebound comes down to Derek Quinlan. Quinlan quickly gets the ball ahead to Davis. Davis goes baseline. Delt Davis gets his first bucket of the night on a reverse layup. 41-14, Hounds in front. Left side, Miller with it. Down on the baseline it goes for Clam. Now they work it around right side Miller. Guarded by McKim. He'll dribble up high right side. Miller now picks up his dribble, spins, looking for some help. And a bounce pass goes out to Clam. Clam works it left side now. McQueen on the wing. Guarded by Quinlan, backs off a bit near midcourt, picks up his dribble, fires right side for Miller. Miller bounce pass down toward the corner, goes to Acklin. Acklin between the circles, McQueen. Left side now to Mattson. Mattson underneath, running the baseline. It is Acklin. Makes the catch, puts him the quick layup from the left side. First points of the day for Lane Acklin. 41-16 is the Spoofhound lead early in this third quarter. Quinlan hands to McCollum. McCollum working on Miller, gets into the paint, stops, spins, now out to Quinlan. Quinlan only attacks, splits two defenders, gives it up on the baseline to McCollum. McCollum into the paint, right hand push shot, good. McCollum with 16, 43-16 Hounds. Miller underneath the hoop, stops, spins, shot over McKim. That one partially blocked, it comes down to McCollum. Rushes ahead to Davis, Davis past defenders, right hand layup in transition, it's good. And a quick timeout. Tim Germain wants to talk this one over with his team. Platte Valley trailing 45-16. Maryville on a roll. 5:52 to play in the third quarter. Hounds leading this one. We'll step aside. Back with more on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for today's game comes from Laclede Chain Manufacturing, a proud supporter of Maryville High School Athletics. Employment opportunities at Laclede are available now. For more information or to view available positions, lacledechain.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Patchett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddles provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties for more than 25 years. More information at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. Support for Spoofhound football comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed, serving farmers across the region for over a decade. Millen Dinsdale represents Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot Bio Proven 40, and Precision Planting. To learn more, MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Back at Jefferson High School. Maryville Platte Valley High School basketball. A packed house on hand, including John Dykstra, the Maryville forum for this game. The 45-16 Maryville lead, 5:42 to play in the third quarter. Ball thrown away, McCollum tracked it down. But then he lost it out of bounds. The ball will stay with Platte Valley. McCollum 16 points, Quinlan with 15. Derricks have all come from beyond the arc. As Clam, the inbound comes in between the circles, Mattson. Mattson jab step to his right. Now he'll put up a three-pointer. That one off the mark to the left. The rebound comes down to McCollum. McCollum angles to the center of the floor, pulls up, top of the key, three-pointer in transition, no good, long rebound, Quinlan has it right corner. McQueen picks him up defensively. Derek, one dribble toward the wing, now flips it out near midcourt for McCollum. McCollum dribbles center of the floor, gets it to Quinlan. Now off to Davis, Davis hangs in the air, shot comes up short, the ball rebounds out of bounds off the fingertips of Titus McKim. 5:08 to play in the third quarter. It's a 45-16 Maryville lead. Mattson dribbles to the left elbow, backs out. As McKim picks him up defensively, the 6'2 junior forward. Now Mattson steps up, top of the key, three-pointer no good. Miller the offensive rebound. Davis all over him, he backs out. Now dribbles back into the paint. Now they work it up top, Clam. And around left side it goes for Acklin. Acklin into the paint, goes up with the right hand, and he puts that one home. Still a 45-18 Maryville lead with 4:25 left to play in the third quarter. McCollum on the drive, gets down to the baseline, goes into the hoop, bounce pass in to the lane, goes to McKim, and McKim puts it in. As McQueen left block, now gets it out to Acklin. Acklin one dribble, tries to find a cutting Miller, can't handle a pass. Quinlan comes down with it. Ball knocked free by Mattson. Quinlan tracks it down to the backcourt. Now he'll walk it across the timeline. To the top of the key. Left wing, three on the way. Peyton McComb in front of the rim, no good. The rebound comes down to Acklin. Acklin fires into the left corner, McQueen. McQueen trying to go under the hoop, goes up, layup no good. Foul on the way, McKim and McCollum both there to contest that one. They'll get that foul on McKim. It's a 47-18 Maryville lead as we see Brandon McQueen step to the line. He has 2 points on the night. First one too strong. McQueen averages 12.5 points per game, shoots about 56% from the free throw line. As the Spoofhounds bring in three new faces. Tate McComb, Lucas Viertaler onto the floor, as well as Dayton Talley. Xavier Middleton also into the game for Platte Valley. Second free throw rolls out, and the rebound goes out of bounds off of Landon Wiederholm. Platte Valley as a team, 1-for-6 from the free throw line so far tonight. Quinlan brings the ball up the left sideline, angles middle of the floor, gives it off now to Viertaler. Back to Quinlan, right side three, up the rim, no good. The rebound comes down for Mattson. Mattson up the center of the floor, picked up by Davis, into the lane, stops, thought about the fadeaway jumper, now quickly gets it inside to McQueen. McQueen's shot no good, but a foul. I think this one coming up on the spoof bounce will get Viertaler with his first. So McQueen back to the free throw line. Went 0 of 2 his last trip, a chance now for the senior forward to go back and get a couple more opportunities. Right hand free throw, good. .315 remaining in this third quarter. As support for the Spoofhounds on radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. More information at 660-562-2525. Second free throw, no good. Quinlan baseline, gets it to Davis, reverse layup, good. Great court vision finds Delton Davis. He has 4 second-half points. Bounce pass inside, tipped by Quinlan, and is picked up by Talley. Talley ahead to Quinlan, slows up left wing, picked up by Milton. Top of the key, McCollum. McCollum down in the short corner to Talley. Back up, Quinlan. Skip pass on the baseline to Davis. One dribble goes up. Same exact spot, same exact reverse layup. Quinlan to Davis. Quickly the other way. McQueen able to get it to go. Didn't waste any time that time. Brandon McQueen has 5. Maryville back on the floor. Loose ball. Diving on the floor after it. Quinlan, a pair of Platte Valley defenders there, pass away, tipped and taken away by Miller, intended for Talley. Quickly ahead to Mattson. Mattson spins into the lane, hangs in the air, right-hand shot, hits the back of the rim, and it falls through. First field goal of the night for Alex Mattson, averaging 15 points per game. It has been tough sledding for him in this one. Still a 51-23 Maryville lead. Viertaler, left corner. Bounce pass up top. Goes to Davis. To Quinlan, back right side. Tate McCollum. McCollum starts to drive, lost it out of bounds. And a turnover on the Hounds. As Quinlan checks out, so does Davis. Peyton McCollum back in. Miles Poynter in for his first minutes. 1:46 to play in the third quarter, a 51-23 Maryville lead. Mattson quickly fires ahead to Middleton, guarded by McCollum. Off a screen from Mattson. Middleton wants to drive, puts up the runner. No good. The rebound comes down to Tate McCollum. McCollum up the floor to his brother Peyton, between the circles. Trying to cross over Middleton. Now fires it right into the corner. And a turnover on the Hounds. Teammates started to cut through that one to the corner where he was. Maryville gives away third time in this third quarter. 1:24 to play in the third frame. 51-23. Spoofhounds in front. Mattson has it between the circles, guarded by Viertaler. Mattson on the drive, gets past Viertaler, leans in, right hand layup off the glass is good. 1:05 to play in the third quarter. 51-25, Hounds in front. Viertaler to McCollum. Pass goes low off his shoot tops. And out of bounds, a turnover on the Hounds. 58 seconds to play in this third quarter. Hounds still up comfortably. A 51-25 lead. Left wing Matson. Matson dribbling around the perimeter. Trying to find an opening. Now fires high left side to Miller. Miller down in the corner. Acklin. Acklin on the drive. Gets into the paint. Stops. Goes up. Right hand shot. No good. The rebound comes down to McCollum. Down to 34 seconds to play in the quarter. Ahead to Tate. McCollum dribbles down to the baseline. Cut off. Finds his brother cutting on the baseline. Gives a head fake. Back up top. Biertalli thought about the catch and shoot three. He'll drive instead and dribbles it off his foot. I think Terry got a piece of that one. Knocked it from his hands. The ball goes off his foot out of bounds. The Hounds give it away. Five first half turnovers. Now five third quarter turnovers alone. And 23 seconds to play in the third quarter. Acklin walks it across the timeline. Dishes to Lucas Terry. Right side now Matson. Matson finds a cutting McQueen on the baseline. McQueen off the glass. Brandon McQueen has 7 points. It's 51-27. Maryville in front. 2 seconds to play in the third quarter. Ball swatted away from Tate McCollum. And the third frame comes to a close. 51-27 is our score as we head to the fourth quarter. Maryville rolling in this one. One more quarter left to go here from Jefferson High School.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more from Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoofound Athletics. For more information, compassdentalgroup.com.
Support comes from Hallelujah Counseling on South Main in Maryville, offering Christian-based mental health counseling, including anxiety and depression therapy, trauma counseling, stress management, relationship issues, and more. To schedule a consultation, 660-223-1700.
Today's game is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for today's game comes from Nucor LMP on East 1st in Maryville, specializing in cold finished steel products while emphasizing safety for its employees. Nucor is a proud supporter of Spoofound Athletics. For more information, 660-582-3127.
Original starting five back on the floor for Maryville to start this fourth quarter. McCollum, Davis, Quinlan, McKim, and Freeman. As McCollum drives, kick out, three-pointer up top, rattles home for Derek Quinlan. He's got 18. First bucket of the second half there for Derek Quinlan. It's a 54-27 Maryville lead. Matson dribbling around the arc, goes left side. Man-to-man defense out of the Hounds. Backing in is Matson, backdoor cut. It goes to Wiederholt, now into the corner. Clam goes baseline, hangs in the air, shot no good. Ball loose on the ground, picked up by McCollum. Floats it ahead to Quinlan. Quinlan goes in. Right-hand layup in transition. And quickly a foul the other way coming up on Maryville. Up 56-27. They'll call this one on McKim. And that one on the floor. We'll see Platte Valley inbounding. That's number three on McKim. 56-27. Hounds in front. 7:15 to play. After this one, Maryville back home next week to face Bishop LeBlanc. Pass inside to Matson. Spins. Davis right there, cutting him off. Pass across the lane now to Wiederholt. Wiederholt to Clam. Clam can't find an opening. Hands off to Miller. Miller into the corner. Clam gives a head fake. Goes baseline. Bounce pass across the lane. Gets it to Wiederholt. And the ball knocked out of bounds. That one blocked away. McKim and Quinlan both right there waiting. After this one for Platte Valley, they'll be going on the road to face East Atchison coming up next week. Tuesday game, Maryville will be hosting Bishop LeBlanc on Thursday. Matson with it, dribbling through traffic, into the corner now for Clam. Clam falls to the ground, that able to shovel the pass off to Matson. Matson steps up on the baseline, gets it to Clam. Clam hands it off now to McQueen in the corner. McQueen drives, gets into the baseline. And a foul on the floor coming up on Maryville. St. Colson Freeman grabbed hold that time of McQueen on the drive. The first on Freeman, the second team foul this quarter on the Hounds. Sent to inbound is Matheson. Bounce pass left block goes to Clam. Up high now Miller. Miller back to Matheson. Right side Miller wants to shoot this three right wing. No good. The rebound comes down to Wiederholt. The ball knocked a free by McKim. And there was a foul coming up on Maryville. And I believe that's number four on Titus. It is. 6:26 remaining. Maryville up 56-27. Inbound comes into Miller in the left corner. Quinlan knocks it free. Miller able to regain it. Now gets it. Well, I was going to hand it off to Matheson. Now gets it to McQueen near the top of the key. McQueen trying to drive on Freeman. Cut off, backs out. Now gives to Wiederholt between the circles. Wiederholt dribbles right. Now bounce pass on the baseline. Goes to Matheson. Matheson goes under the hoop. Stops, spins. Nothing doing. Davis right there. Gets it up top. Clam. Clam hands it back off to Matheson. He'll put up a quick three. That one off the front of the rim. No good. Offensive rebound. Miller. Miller hands off to Matheson. Dumps it underneath to McQueen. And McQueen able to finish. Rounds up 56-29. McCollum brings it up the floor. Gets into the paint. Jump stop. Little fadeaway jumper from 5 feet away is good. McCollum put the brakes on and went up with a shot. He's got 18. As McQueen takes the pass from Miller, he'll put up a three-pointer. That one well short. The rebound comes down. Deflects off of McCollum. Miller dives on the floor after it. And we've got a jump ball. Possession stays with Platte Valley. Him and Freeman check out. Beertaller back into the game. Dawson Kautz also getting his first action. 5:18 to play, a 58-29 Maryville lead. It's Matheson inbounding on the baseline. Floats it in high post for Miller. Right back to a cutting Matheson in the paint. Fadeaway jumper is good. Alex Matheson has seven. 5:07 left to play in this one. Kautz gets it. Short corner right side. Bounce pass up top, McCollum. McCollum drives, gets past Miller, jumps up, goes up, floats that one in with the right hand. 20 points apiece, Quinlan and McCollum. Hounds up 60-31. Dribbling around the arc, Matheson now gives this one off to Miller. Miller right wing, hands back to Matheson. Matheson out between the circles, picked up by Beertaller. Pulls up, free throw line, step through, jumper on the way, off the rim, no good, gets his own rebound, right back up and finishes. McCollum rushing down the floor, gives to Beertaller, goes baseline, stops, goes up off the glass, and that one rolls home for Lucas Beertaller. 5 points last night, 5 points again tonight for Lucas Beertaller. 4 minutes to play in the game, 62-33, Maryville up. Miller gives to Acklin right wing. Acklin to the free throw line, knocked free by McCollum, picks it up, going the other way. Payton all the way, leans in, right hand layup, no good. But an offensive foul coming up on McCollum. Extended that right on, trying to create a little space with Acklin. They whistle him for the foul. Payton looks surprised by that one. Well, for sure, free throws are on the way. Had a pair of Platte Valley defenders coming down on him to try to get a little extra space. That's the first on McCollum. It's a 29-point Maryville lead. Davis back in for the Hounds, guarding Matheson. Off a screen from McQueen. Matheson puts up the three and knocks it down. First three-point make of the night for Alex Matheson puts him in double figures with 10. 3.5 minutes to play. Still a comfortable Maryville lead. McCollum, left wing Beertaller. Up top back to McCollum. Back to Beertaller. One dribble up top. Skip pass right side goes to Kautz. Kautz baseline. Cut off. Now to the wing for Quinlan. Quinlan dribbles down to the corner. Goes baseline under the hoop. Dribbles out, hands it out to Quinlan. McCollum. McCollum will go baseline. Puts up the runner with the right hand. It's no good. McQueen with the rebound. McQueen lets it fly from the left side. Shot no good. Middleton and Quinlan fighting for that rebound. Quinlan brings it in. Quickly at the right sideline. Kautz. Kautz dribbles in. Right hand layup. The transition is good. Dawson Couts gets his first bucket of the night, 64-36 Maryville. But McQueen, the answer on the other end, rushes down, gets the runner. McQueen has 9, 64-38 is the score with 2:44 remaining. Coach Steckline wants a timeout. Some subs coming in for Maryville. We'll step aside during this timeout. Back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for today's Spoofhound broadcast comes from Northwest Cell, serving the region for over 30 years. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com.
Support for the Spoofhounds on radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
2:44 remaining in the basketball game. Some new subs in for Maryville. Quickly down the floor, Tate McCollum gets it to Miles Poynter. Shot in and out. Poynter on the floor, along with McCollum, Couts, Viertaler, Weston Talley. Ball goes inside to Andy Matson, the sophomore center for Platte Valley, getting his first action. Shot comes up short. Rebound loose underneath, and a foul coming up on Maryville. I think they'll get this one on Talley, battling inside with Ryan Langford. Langford, another sophomore, getting his first action. 2:20 left to go in this one. 64-38, Maryville lead. On their way to a 5-0 start, Maryville hasn't been 5-0 since the 2009-2010 season. That year they started off 10-0 and ended up 21-5. As Viertaler checks out, Dayton Talley into the game. First free throw from Langford was good. One more on the way. And it's short off the front of the rim. Offensive rebound, though, goes to Wiederholt. Goes baseline, stops, turns around. Three on the way. That one no good from Langford. Rebound Maryville. Tate McCollum fires this one ahead. Couts on the baseline. One dribble trying to wrap the pass around to Poynter. Tipped in, taken away by Matson of Platte Valley. Inside 2 minutes left, a 64-39 Maryville lead. Dylan Clam has it up top. Gives off to Brody Staples. Staples now gives way to Langford. Now back to Staples. A weave out front for Platte Valley. Clam with the top of the key. Goes right, gets to the right elbow. Pass into the corner, Langford. Now back up to Clam. Clam three-pointer, too strong. Rebound comes down and put back up by Andy Matson. Matson gets his first bucket, a 64-41 Maryville lead. Weston Talley, two-pointer, back to McCollum. McCollum trying to get some space, steps back, thought about a three to Poynter, back to McCollum, right wing three on the way, too strong from Tate, and the rebound pulled in by Wiederholt at Platte Valley. 109 left to play in this one. High left side with it, Brody Staples floats a pass inside Matson. Matson goes up, fouled on his way up. And a couple free throws on the way for Platte Valley. Andy Matson averaging 1.5 points per game. Limited time for the sophomore, but he's got two already. The free throws on the way. First free throw from Matson is good. First free throw make of the season for Andy Matson as well. Langford checks out. Middleton back into the game for Platte Valley. 1 minute left. Even on the clock, 64-42. Matson misses the second. Rebound tipped, picked up by Couts. And Maryville gets it back. Inside a minute left to go in this one. Poynter hands it off to McCollum. McCollum right back to Poynter. He'll let the three-pointer go up top. It's good. Miles Poynter into the scorebook, his first points of the day. 67-42 Maryville. Middleton with it right side, Platte Valley. Up top now, Clam. Left side, Staples. 30 seconds left to go. 25-point Maryville lead. Right wing, Clam. Clam lobs a pass inside Matson off his fingertips. It'll be tracked down by Couts. Turnover on Platte Valley. Quickly up the floor, Weston. Talley on the attack. Gets the friendly roll on the layup. First point of the day for the sophomore, Weston Talley. And that is going to do it for this ballgame tonight. Middleton's going to hold on to it and let the clock run out as Maryville's going to go and pick up a 69-42 victory tonight over Platte Valley. The Spoofhounds 5-0 to start the season, while Platte Valley drops their first. They're now 5-1. Maryville wins this one going away 69-42, 5-0 to get this year underway. We'll take a break and be back with your point totals right here on the Bearcat Public Media app and online with KXCV.org.
Support for the Spoofhounds on Radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center of Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville. And from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Paget, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds. Also, from Maryville Shelter Insurance Agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan. And Nucor LMP on East 1st in Maryville, specializing in cold-finished steel products while emphasizing safety for its employees. Nucor is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, 660-582-3127.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bed Liners. More at 660-582-4599 or facebook.com/Pitts Body Shop. And from the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full and part-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or airforce.com. Also from Mill & Dinsdale Seed, serving farmers across the region for over a decade. Mill & Dinsdale represents Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot Bio Proven 40, and Precision Planting. To learn more, millanddinsdaleseed.com. And U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics and Maryville High School. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
This is Spoofhound Postgame on KXCV KRNW.
Well, taking a look at the postgame stats from this one, Maryville wins it going away 69-42. The Spoofhounds jumped out to a 24-3 lead at the end of the first quarter. They weren't done just yet. They started that second quarter with an 8-0 run. It was 32-3. Now, credit Platte Valley didn't roll over. They came out, made a bit of a run, knocked down a few threes, got themselves back into it with a bit of a run of their own. But at halftime, it was still 39-14. And Maryville able to pull away and pick up a 69-42 win. The Spoofhounds are 5-0. This is their best start since 2009-2010. That's when they started 10-0. So Maryville off and rolling so far in this one. They have got a team that is loaded with guys that can get up and down, pressure, play great defense, and they can fill it up as well. They put up 69 in this one. If they'd have kept up that pace from early and didn't take their foot off the gas, could have been up in the 80s for the second night in a row. They put up 80 last night on South Harrison. For Platte Valley, their first loss of the season, they're now 5-1. This is a team that came in averaging nearly 70 points per game. They've got some offensive firepower, but just still kind of fighting it right now as they're playing a really good Class 3 team. But as they kind of head back into Class 1 scheduling and play their 275 conference schedule, they'll have a chance to really do some damage. They've got some good players. They get up and down the floor. They play that Tim Germain style of basketball to where they're going to play some suffocating defense and be awfully tough on you. They just happen to run into a buzzsaw tonight in the Maryville Spoofhounds. Taking a look at the final stats from this one, Maryville had a couple players hit the 20-point mark. Derek Quinlan had 20. Peyton McCollum had 20 as well. Derek started this one off, had 6 3-pointers to open up his scoring. He finished with 20. Those he got a bucket underneath a little bit later on. Peyton McCollum finished with 20 as well. Spoofhounds also got 8 points from Delton Davis off the bench. They got 5 points out of Lucas Viertaler. Just Viertaler's second game back in the lineup tonight. He had 5 last night against South Harrison as well, getting himself back in. Had an ankle injury, I believe, late in that football season. Just took a while to get himself back up and going. But starting to get more minutes. Had 5 points once again tonight. So He's trying to get himself off and rolling. Tate McCollum and Miles Pointer each have 3 points off the bench. Weston Talley and Dawson Couts each had 2 points apiece. And Titus McKim in that starting lineup for the Spoofhounds. He had 6 this evening for Maryville. On the other side for Platte Valley, Alex Madsen able to get some things going a little bit later on in that basketball game. He was stuck at 1 for the longest time. Went 1 of 2 at the free throw line, then just couldn't get a field goal at all. And had a difficult time there. Finally got some things going in that second half. He finished with 10 points on the night. Tucker Clam knocked down a trio of three-pointers in that second quarter. He finished the evening with 9. Brandon McQueen had 9 points as well. Lane Ackland finished the evening with 4. Andy Madsen off the bench with 3 points. Justin Miller had 2. Ryan Langford with 1 for Platte Valley. Now Maryville back in action coming up on December 14th. Next week, a Thursday matchup with Bishop LeBlanc. That game is at home, the second home game of the season for the Spoofhounds. The Spoofhound girls will be at home next Wednesday. They'll be taking on Liberty in a home matchup. The Wednesday game set for a 7 o'clock tip-off. The Bishop LeBlanc game, TBA, I'd expect that to be around a 7 o'clock tip-off as well. We'll have both of those games here on the Bearcat Public Media app and online at kxcv.org, so you can keep up on those and keep up with your Maryville Spoofhound basketball. The Maryville boys win the late game, 69-42. They improved to 5-0 on the season. Platte Valley falls to 5-1. The Maryville girls dropped the opening game, a slugfest early, a lot of defense, but in the end, Platte Valley able to pull away in that one, win it 42-24. The Hounds are now 1-4. The Platte Valley girls are now 6-0 to start the season. That's going to wrap things up for us here from Jefferson High School in Conception Junction, Missouri. Appreciate everybody out here with Jefferson High School. Allowing us to come out, broadcast this game. Athletic Director Tyler Peterson for allowing us to come out and getting us this set up here courtside for this ball game. Maryville splits this one. They lose in the opener to the Platte Valley girls, 42-24. They pick up the win of the boys game, 69-42. We've got Northwest Missouri State basketball coming up for you tomorrow from Nebraska Kearney. A 2 o'clock tip-off for the women, 4 o'clock for the men. You can catch those games right here in the Bearcat Public Media app, but as well as KXCB 90.5 and KLRNW 88.9. Once again, the Maryville boys come away a 69-42 win. They're 5-0 to start the season. From Conception Junction, Missouri, I'm Matt Trenton Singh. So long.